makers of Chase and Sanborn Coffee, bring you Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, and Debbie Klinker with Joan Merrill, Ray Noble and his orchestra, yours truly, Jim Amici, and Charlie's special guests, Miss Elsa Maxwell and Professor Irwin Corey. Charlie.
Yes, Mr. Bergen, yes. I didn't hear you, Mr. Bergen.
Hey, what is that book you're reading there? What is that you're so interested in?
This book?
Yes.
Oh, it's I'm doing my homework.
Oh, homework.
Yes, let's say.
Well, I'm glad you're taking an interest in your schoolwork.
Yeah.
But Elsa Maxwell is our guest tonight, and I want you to conduct yourself properly.
Yes, Mr. Bergen.
Now, be sure you use polite language.
Yes.
And your best manners. Because, you know, she's very social and proper.
Yes, Mr. Bergen.
Here she comes now. How do you do? How do you do, Miss Maxwell?
Hiya for the doctor. Still working your same old racket, I see.
Well, smear me with etiquette and call me Emily Post.
All right. Charlie, this is Elsa Maxwell.
Yes. Hello, Miss Maxwell.
Hiya, shrimp.
Well, hiya, blimp.
Now, Charlie, watch yourself, and don't forget, Miss Maxwell is one of the 400.
Why, she doesn't look a pound over 350. Oh.
I'm really not fat, Charlie.
No?
I just come in the large economy size.
Yeah.
Don't pay any attention to Charlie, Miss Maxwell. He's just pulling your leg.
Pulling it? I couldn't even lift it. No.
Don't get me mad, you termite smorgasbord.
Yeah.
Because I can lick my way in wildcats.
Are there that many wildcats?
I understand, Miss Maxwell, that you are the technical director of a big Hollywood picture.
I was, Edgar. I just finished Weekend at the Waldorf.
Oh, I see.
Well, meet Ray Noble. He just finished the afternoon at the Automat.
Perfectly correct. You know, that's a wonderful place. You know, I never put a coin in there that I don't win something.
Never lose, eh?
Definitely not. You know, I put a quarter in, a sandwich came out.
Yeah.
I put a dime in and some coffee came out.
Yeah, well, Ray, we know all about that.
Yes, but then I put a slug in and the manager came out.
Yeah, well,
it's terribly funny.
Ray, will you get out of here?
Right. You leave Ray alone. I like him.
Elsa, I think you'll also like Joan Merrill, our singer.
Oh, yes, I do. What are you singing tonight, Joan?
Well, it's a new Frank Lesser number called When He Comes Home.
I like it.
He comes home. He comes right straight home to me. Right straight home to me. Not to Mabel or Marie. And when he comes home, he comes right straight to my door. Now he's off to war, oh, but he's been gone before. And when he comes home, he comes right straight down the line. Nine times out of nine, into no one's arms but mine. So I can smile and wait a while, though he's far across the sea. 'Cause I know that when he comes home, he comes right straight home to me. Not to Mabel or Marie, not to Dora or to Laura or to Katie or Kay, not to Tilly or to Millie or to Mary or May, Rosita, Chiquita, Frida or Faye. So I can smile and wait a while, though he's far across the sea. 'Cause I know that when he comes home, he comes right straight home to me.
Oh, this is rich. This is really rich.
Charlie, are you still reading that book?
Yes, I am.
What's it about, Charlie? What's it about?
It's wildlife.
Wildlife?
It's Effie Clinker's diary.
Oh, no.
The unperpetrated edition.
Yes. Then you're not studying.
Uh, No, but I'm learning things here.
Did Effie say you could read it? Did Effie say you could read her diary?
Well,
Yeah. Answer me, Charlie. Did you steal her diary?
Well, I... Mr. Bergen. You know me well enough to know that I wouldn't admit it.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, young man, this calls for real punishment.
Let's pretend we don't hear it calling.
No. I hope you'll be gentleman enough not to tell anyone what you've read.
Well, you know me, Bergen. I don't talk. Come to think of it, I ain't kidding.
All right. Tell me, Charlie, does she mention us in her diary?
Yeah, well, yes, she does. Yeah, I didn't know she liked us so much.
She likes us?
Mm-hmm. Would you like to read it?
No, Charlie, no. Only a sneak would read another person's diary.
Yeah?
Yes.
Let's be sneaks, huh?
But if I read it, I'll lose my self-respect.
Well, that's what I say. What can you lose?
Yeah. Well, I don't know, of course. It is hard to decide exactly what to do. Shall we read it or give it back?
Or read it.
Yeah.
Of course, it would help us to understand her better.
Yes, it would do that. Yes, it certainly would help us to understand her.
Yes. All right, then. I think we'll read it.
Yeah.
Yes. We'll say it's our duty to read it.
Yes, that's what we'll do. It's corny, but let's say it.
Yes, all right. All right, give me the book, Charlie.
No, get your dirty lunch hooks off it.
All right.
I will read a book, Mr. Bergen. Now, get a load of this. Monday, Caster said he has a question to ask me. Dear diary, the answer will be yes. Lucky Caster, yeah. I feel sorry for him. He's so lonesome since he poisoned his wife. Tuesday, dear diary, the answer was no. Why should I lend him money?
Oh. Poor Effie. What does she say here? Monday night, I am trying out a new beauty preparation that is guaranteed to make me beautiful overnight. Oh, poor girl. Oh-ho, maybe we shouldn't read anymore.
Oh, look, Bergen, here's something about you. She says, sometimes I even consider marrying Edgar.
Oh.
But there's such a difference in our ages.
Yes.
Why should I be an old man's darling?
Yeah, wait a minute. Jigger, Charlie, here comes Effie.
Well, hide the book, Bergen.
Hello, Effie Clinker.
Oh, hello, Eddie.
Yes. You know, we were just reading about you.
Oh, Time Magazine?
No.
I'm a cover girl, you know.
Yes.
I got time on my face.
What?
I mean, my face and time.
Yes. No, we were reading your diary.
Pardon?
I see. We were reading your diary.
Oh, why, you cad, you.
Yes.
Pretty good, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, I must say, Effie, I was shocked.
You were shocked?
Yes.
Did you read page 26?
No. What's on it?
Yeah. Molasses and muffin tins, am I? Oh, boy.
Yeah. Well, you can look back at your diary, young lady, and see some of the mistakes that you've made.
Yes, I can. Yes. Mm-hmm. I'd like to make some of them over again, too.
Yes. Well, Charlie had your diary, and I took it away from him.
Uh-huh. Maybe I should have some extra copies printed.
No. I must say, Effie, that you certainly know how to live.
Yes, well, I've been at it long enough.
Yes.
Oh, catnip and corset covers.
All right, Ella. Apparently, from your diary, Effie, you haven't found the perfect man.
No, I haven't.
No.
I have found good men, but not a perfect man.
No, I know. Yes. Well, just what is your idea, Effie, of a perfect mate?
Well, I don't know. First of all, he must be a man.
A man?
Oh, he must be a man. Just a good man, must be a man.
Yes. Must be a man.
That's right.
Yes. And after that?
I don't care.
No, I... But you're still not married, are you?
No, I'm not, darn it.
Yeah, yes. I suppose you have a hope chest?
Yes, I have, yes. But I'm running out of hope.
I see.
Breakfast, luncheon, dinner, supper, each one calls for coffee. And more than that, all by itself, coffee can be an occasion. That's where delicious Chase and Sanborn coffee shows up at its full value. It not only sets off all good food to the best advantage, but by itself, coffee for coffee's sake emphasizes its richer flavor. It's richer, more satisfying, a truly superb blend of the world's choice coffees. With meals in between, you'll relish that flavor that made the second cup famous. It's the perfect companion for all other food flavors, with a sandwich or at a banquet. But when Chase and Sanborn coffee is on its own, it really makes the occasion. In the past year, more people changed to Chase and Sanborn coffee than to any other kind on the market. That's the biggest swing in coffee history. Let that remind you, every time you buy coffee, it's flavor you're buying. You're entitled to all you can get, so make it a rule, get Chase and Sanborn coffee. Joan Merrill singing Ray Noble's special arrangement of his own song, Sweet and Lovely.
Must have sent him my way. Skies above me never were as blue as his eyes, and he loves me. Who would want a sweeter surprise? When nestles in my arms so tenderly, there's a thrill that words cannot express. In my heart a song of love is calling me, melody haunting me.
I've been asked what I do about Charlie's schoolwork when we're away from home playing service camps in different spots across the country. And I'd like to make it clear that his education is not being neglected. I have not only secured the services of a teacher, but I've secured the best tutor that money can buy. The world's foremost authority, Professor Irwin Corey.
Good evening. I shall take but a very few hours of your time this evening. For I am sure you would much rather... However, the government... They need us. We should develop it. I should like very much to speak to you tonight on the human body. Its care, cure, and prevention. Now, in these days, and in those days too, but in these catastrophic times, very few people can afford to overlook. And that is why the study of the human body presents such an opportunity. Now, the human body, as you all know, is very common. Sometimes even a little more so. Now, statistics have proven that after careful research and observation, that by and large, 9 out of 10 people, of course, this applies only to large people. Now, starting on the top, or a little higher with short people, the body runs down. This is when you should see a doctor. Now, starting on the top, we have the head, which is very important, being about the only place to put the eyes, the ears, the nose, and the face. Now, very few people, seldom, infrequently realize the importance of the eye, ear, nose, and face. But if you didn't have your funny old-looking eyes, ears, nose, and face, people would say we're in love. Nevertheless, now, a word of caution. Don't. The eyes and nose look down on the mouth. Carelessness of what the mouth does may result in darkening of the eyes or bloodying of the nose. This is known as hemoglobin or hemoglobus. The plural, hemoglobus, where there's more than one. Well, in treating this bloodular condition, doctors try to remember, or else they operate. Now, let us proceed to neck. To the neck, which is frequently dead, from the head up or down, depending on the direction. Well, after a short while, the neck leads to the esophagus. Now let us look at the esophagus and watch the food go by. First the entree, of course, and the salad and dessert. And oh boy, chocolate pudding. Well, sometimes the food gets stuck. And then we have a condition known to medical science as stomachus in the esophagus. Now, sometimes when the stomach is full, we have another condition known to science as enophagus in the esophagus. Now, esophagus is a Latin derivative from the Greek esophagus. He's of a goose, he's of a blue goose. According to the sex, The extra one is a spare used only. Now, so much for the left ventricle. Just to the right of the left ventricle. Just to the left of the right ventricle. Just right of the left, right. Well, this is only approximate. But it is very important. Now, in conclusion, we come to the end. And we will notice that the toe bone is connected to the foot bone. And the foot bone is connected to the ankle bone. And the ankle bone's connected to the leg bone. The leg bone connected to the hip bone. The hip bone connected to the thigh bone. The thigh bone connected to the bone. Come on, jump on, but you, but jump, but you, but you, come on, but you, but you, but you.
When you see a cup and saucer, you know there's pleasure ahead. That's the promise they make, and here's the way to make sure it's fulfilled. Fill your cup with delicious, more flavorful Chasen Sanborn coffee. It's the blend with the second cup appeal of flavor you can't forget. In the past year, more people changed to Chasen Sanborn coffee than to any other kind on the market. That's the biggest swing in coffee history. A sure sign that in buying coffee, flavor is the first consideration. And yet, important as it is to our enjoyment, flavor does not show on the scales. Chasen Sanborn doesn't weigh any more than any other coffee, so you get just as much of it in a pound as you would any other kind. But that superabundance of extra flavor is there just the same. It comes out in the cup. You can measure it then in terms of deep-down satisfaction. So take advantage of this opportunity. Ask your grocer for Chasen Sanborn coffee every time.
Elsa, I have a bright idea.
Well, what is it, Edgar?
I'd like to give a Thanksgiving party for everybody on the show. That is, if I could count on your helping me.
I'd be only too glad to, Edgar. I'll see you have a party they'll never forget.
Oh, thanks, Elsa. Yeah, I don't know how I'll ever repay you.
Oh, either check, money order, or cash.
Well, but this is only a small dinner party.
Even then, there's a fee.
There is, huh?
That kills it.
All right. How much would it be?
Well, not much. My prices are mildly exorbitant. I could handle it for $500 in one easy payment in advance.
Mm.
$500? For what?
Well,
maybe you don't know that I'm the town's foremost caterer.
Oh, you are? Let's see you cater.
No. $500, couldn't we do it just a little bit cheaper than that?
Well, whenever I put on a party, Edgar, I like to do it up front.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Bergen would be satisfied with a light tan.
Edgar, you don't mean to tell me that you're a cheapskate.
Could I answer that question? No.
It just so happens that I'm a little short right now. It seems that money just slips through my fingers.
Right down into your sock.
No.
Of course, I could cut my prices a little bit if you'd let me bring my slot machines.
Oh, but no, this is a high-class party.
Well, I'll only bring my dollar machines.
Oh, aren't you? Yeah. I have no objection to that. Now, let's give a little thought to the menu.
Well, I could give you a breast of turkey under glass at $5 a plate.
$5? Yeah. Could you suggest something a little less expensive?
How about fillet a hot dog under Dixie cup?
No.
What did you have in mind?
Well, I don't know. Meatloaf is always nice.
For Thanksgiving? What is this, a holiday for wings?
No.
Charlie's right. We really should have a turkey.
Yes.
How about a baby turkey with mushrooms?
Well, couldn't we do without the mushrooms?
Yes, we could just have fillet of baby turkey.
Yes. Now I was wondering about the baby turkey.
There he goes. Talking his way down to bread and gravy.
No, I'm not.
Suppose you just leave the dinner to me. I'll throw myself into it.
Oh, well, then there'll be plenty for everybody. Couldn't make that one.
Why don't you go somewhere and fall in a manhole?
Because I'm a little boy.
All right.
Edgar, I think we should have some champagne.
Champagne?
Don't say champagne.
Why not?
Because you'll have Bergen hanging around all the ship launchings with a bucket.
No, you're not.
Now, I think we should have a printed menu in French.
Uh-huh.
It is much more distingué.
Oh, sure.
Il y a déjà commandé le chef pour faire rôti et petite dinde. Yeah. Très tendre, délicieux, charmant. Excuse you understand French, of course.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. All I really know is that garçon means taxi.
Yeah.
Not even sure of that.
Yeah.
You know, it might be rather fun if we costume. You know, some of us could dress as pilgrims and...
Yes, Edgar. That's a wonderful suggestion. Others could come as Indians with feathers in their hair.
Exactly. That makes Bergen a pilgrim.
No, no. Now, what about me? I should be something cute. Something cute.
You could put a ring in your nose and come as a hitching post.
Why don't you be yourself and come as a landing barge?
Oh, no. Now, let's keep this a friendly party. Now, we better ask Ray, too. Ray, would you like to come to our Thanksgiving party?
Well, I'm pretty well set for Thanksgiving. Look what I've got here.
Well, where did you get that turkey?
Well, someone gave me a bird.
Yeah?
Gave me a bird. Do you know, I believe there's a joke there somewhere.
Yeah. Don't bother to look for it.
Yeah. Ray, we'd like to have you come and bring your guest.
Yeah, the admission is one turkey.
Yeah. See, he's got a turkey outside. We must have Ray at the party. Yeah.
Oh, by all means. Mr. Noble, you seem like a man with very good breeding.
Well, that's rather nice of you. Of course, I do sound better since I've had my adenoids removed. Isn't she wonderful? You know, she laughs at all my jokes.
Yeah, well, she won't laugh long.
You know, I've only had Genevieve 2 days and already she knows my name. Tell them who you belong to, Genevieve.
Noble.
She certainly is a beautiful bird.
Yeah, she's got a swell pair of drumsticks.
Now, watch your language. Watch your language. Genevieve is blushing.
Oh.
She certainly is a nice, fat bird. Gobble. Use your dog!
Be with us again next week to greet Charlie's special guest, Lawrence Melchior. This week, when you're buying coffee, think of us and ask for Chasin' Sanborn coffee. Coffee made to serve in times like these. This is Jim Amici saying goodnight from New York's Radio City.
Ladies, have you been finding it hard to get enough spread for your bread? Then cheer up. Your problem is solved. Your worries are over. Just get Fleischmann's Blue Bonnet Margarine, the delicious new spread that makes people smack their lips and say, "Gosh, I never dreamed margarine could taste as good as this." For Blue Bonnet is different as can be from ordinary margarines. It's a fine food you'll enjoy so much you'll want to use it always. Yes, Blue Bonnet has everything. Delicious flavor, proved nutrition, economy, all three. Yet it costs so little in money or points. Ask your grocer for Blue Bonnet today. If he hasn't received his supply yet, keep on asking. He'll have it soon. Tell him you want the new, delicious, different margarine, Fleischmann's Blue Bonnet.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
KFI, Los Angeles, sir.